I
for
wasn't
this?
sure what that was. Look, dude, let's just get right into it.
You want to get in the heart of the
Look,
matter?
man, I've gone through PR disasters before. None like this. None like this. Absolute PR disaster.
This is a nightmare, dude.
Oh my God.
We've had like a 72-hour war.
And the news broke at the worst possible time.
I know.
All right. So for those of you who are unfamiliar,
yes,
I promised Billy that I would go paintballing at Matt's bachelor party.
Yes.
And I made it very clear that I did not trust anybody there with a paintball gun and myself. Now, will I say that factored into my decision? Yes, slightly. I had no idea what paintballing was. When I got there,
yeah,
I realized that would have never been the case. However, dude, this is tough,
take
dude.
Take your time.
I just let so many people down, dude. I had no idea how important it was to everybody.
I had no idea how important it was to me.
Yeah, I called Matt. I got on Reddit the next morning and called Matt, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, did I let you down? And he was like, no, what are you talking about? Then I called Spot. I was like, dude, am I fucking gay? So, yes, guys, your Reddit comments do affect me. They hurt my fucking feelings.
No. That was funny. I was driving home. Well, first of all, the whole weekend has to be recounted to give it proper context.
I do believe
this was somewhat of a framing device.
I do have a decent alibi.
Yeah,
my Friday was a very strong alibi.
Well, first of all, start with the penis you saw. You didn't ask to see a humongous penis.
What, dude? I had
you should have done this. Dude, you should put a tinfoil blanket around yourself.
I had nothing but trauma this weekend.
You did. First night, starting from the very beginning.
We get there. So I go, me, Spud.
Yep.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom. Did Tom and
I think Tom
Kev?
Stayed.
Or Kev.
Kev can't. Yeah, Kev. Kev sure went.
We went to the bar. I think Butterly, maybe. Butterly. I don't know. Rainy. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the bar. We're hanging out. We're hitting the Irish car bombs. We're having fun. Dude.
It was only, you only had 35 minutes before it closed.
Yeah, we had to get in and.
I was a little slow on the grill. We were making burgers. I was taking my good old.
So I walk in. Spud's peeing in the stall. I walk into the bathroom. I walk in after Spud is already, his stream is already in motion.
Well, he was going to go to the urinal, but he chose
was going
the
to go
stall
to the urinal.
For good and reason.
The reason was, which I immediately discovered upon entry, was there was a guy at the stall. There was two urinals. This guy's dong. I don't know how to.
Can you hold? I mean,
bigger than this.
Seriously, soft.
No
dong.
Joke.
Soft dong. Are you serious?
Bigger than that water bottle.
Jeez,
with
a
tip that was a Zin.
And how many ounces? What?
It was a Zin. Zin sized.
What? How many ounces is that water bottle for the people at home?
This is a 16.9 fluid ounce
it's
bottle.
16 ounces of dong.
Yeah.
With a Zin top.
With a Zin tip, dude.
What?
I walked in.
Soft.
I walked in, caught it. I was walking in straight, caught it over here. I could
it
see
caught
it.
Your periphery.
I could see it from there. Caught a glimpse.
That's evolution, by the way. That's not your fault.
Nothing I could do. Caught a glimpse. It jarred me. I responded like a black guy seeing a magic trick. I immediately ran into the stall with Spud while he was peeing and hugged him.
Yeah.
And just went, oh my fucking God, dude. He was shaking already, dude. This penis already had the Spud man like, oh, dude, I know.
Spud was shook.
Yeah. And then I went to the urinal and started.
Takes a lot to shake the Spud man, too.
Bro. I went and started trying to piss next to this behemoth.
So you faced it.
I teenused it.
You
ever see those drawings?
David and Goliath.
You ever see those drawings of like a dragon and like a knight? Like a tiny, that was my teenus, dude, against this thing.
So you faced it.
I did. The guy finished. And then
damn.
Spud was
did
still
even
in there.
Shake? I'm just curious. Guys with dicks that big, do they even shake or what do they do?
It was a blur at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a blur, dude. I was
just smacks the side of the urinal with it. Like,
yeah, just boom, dude. So he leaves and
he's Spud, washing his dick in the sink.
Spud didn't know another guy walked in.
Yeah,
because he was still in the stall.
Yeah.
So this other guy walks in and I'm in there and I was like, dude. Like, Spud was like, yo, you see that guy's dick? There's another guy. And then I left, and apparently Spud kept talking to that dude. Thinking it was me.
Oh, my God.
So we get back to the table, and Spud runs out. He Paul Revere's this dick. Dude.
Yeah,
he ran out telling everybody. And
he's also good for talking very loudly about a thing.
Oh, yeah.
you know. Yeah.
And we had just drank a couple shots. Like, we were feeling it. Yeah, we all sit down, me and Spud loudly talking about how we just saw the biggest dick of all time. Little did we know the guy was just sitting like from us to the camera. He was that close.
We were
he turned around and looked at us. He was furious.
Was he mad?
Yeah, he was fuming.
Dude, I was working with Spud one time. We were in a house and we're just, you know, we're just stripping. This is a long time ago. We're using like a, not even an acid, a base to strip old paint. And it's like this shit, like if it gets into your foot, we'll just start like melting your skin. We're just melting. We're doing all this stuff, scraping it down, is like into like a weird sludge. And we're in someone's house and he's just like going on. I forget exactly what he was talking about, but it was like off the wall. Like, you know, it was just some like crazy porn stuff of like, he's just like, and then da, 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 and he's going on
porn stuff.
full speed, dude, about like, it might, I mean, again, I'm not slurring him, but it like, it would be like if I was in your parents' house talking about like, M to F, no, F to M, like trans, and just being like, wow, as loud as I possibly could. Like, dude. And I stop and I'm like, dude, I think they can hear you. And he's like, so what? Look what we're working with.
We're not allowed to talk about this?
Who the fuck do you think works with this stuff? They know the deal. And I'm like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, true.
He's like, we're using a corrosive base on old paint, dude. Who do they think does this?
He is the funniest dude.
Easily.
Ever.
Easily.
Me and him rarely get to chill.
Oh, dude.
Like, I'll talk to him on the phone. You don't get to see his face on the phone.
True.
When you see his face, and he's got a stare that he's not looking at you. Like, the second day, I was like, are we good? Like, are you mad at me? He's like, yeah, we're fine.
Dude, I worked with him every day for like, I'm thinking, I'm bad with time frames. I think it was like 2 years. Funnest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So fun to get picked up by the Spud Man daily and just go out and just crush painting jobs. Dude, it's so fucking fun.
He's
the funniest.
So we go to the bar. We talk dong for a while.
So the dude's been discovered. You guys blew his cover. Has.
He was upset.
He was pissed.
Yeah, because he heard me saying it's bad.
Oh, you said it was deformed.
I think it was a problem. I think it was a medical issue. There's no explanation other than that.
So he heard you saying his huge dick was deformed at while he was trying to enjoy himself at Shenanigans Pub.
At Shenanigans. He was just at Shenanigans getting his last drink of the night in.
About to take him and his big dick home.
Then we all went back to the place. The non-drinkers were chilling. They were like, all right, it's bedtime. We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then me and the boys decided to go to a gentleman's club.
Yep.
To the Pleasure Dome.
Open till 4.
Open till 4 a.m. Pleasure Dome.
Yeah, someone hit me with the opportunity to go.
It was BYOB.
Like 1:45. I was like,
I suggested against you going.
I had a hard day at battle.
Once they find out you're a bachelor at a strip club.
Yeah.
In fact, they did do it to one guy, and they used Beezer's belt to like whip a guy on stage.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have came. It would have been embarrassing. It would have been cheating at that point.
Oh my God. There's nothing I would fear more than getting brought onto a stripper stage to get like whipped in front of your friends.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
That bothers me. It's always bothered me.
Does it?
Yeah, I would have never, ever.
Anytime I've seen
other people do it, I've been like, dude, I feel bad.
So I was at, I forget whose bachelor party this was, but we slipped them like a couple extra bucks to be like, beat the fuck out of them. I don't know if you ever gave like a known intravenous drug user an extra 50.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls, a lot of them like to spend money on drugs. You hit them with an extra 50 and you're like, yo, there's another 50 after that if you fucking beat the shit out of them. Dude, it was like fucked up what they did.
What'd they do?
They just beat the fuck out of the dude. Like, dude, hit him in the nuts and shit. It was fucked up. Never mind. It was fucked up.
It's so we get there. This was my favorite part. So it was me, Butterly, Rainey, Beezer, Spud.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, and I think Kev.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think you're wrong on that.
Maybe I'm wrong. There was somebody. Yeah, I don't know why I'm naming everybody that went to the Pleasure Dome. So we were in the Pleasure Dome.
It was just you.
It was just myself. And, dude, I balled out. I was very excited. I got $200 in ones.
Yeah.
They give you those two stacks.
Fuck,
so I was just instantly like, woo, like
you
throwing
money going.
Then the strippers, I mean, they swarmed. They saw it.
Man.
Swarmed.
Yeah, dude.
They're sitting there. Me and Spud are sitting next to each other. There's a stripper's butthole right here.
Nice.
I fucking pied Spud, dude.
You pied him?
Back of the head into the butthole.
You moon pied him.
I pied him into the thing.
Damn.
And he was like, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, dude.
It was the grossest butt ever, dude. I would have been so mad.
You didn't care?
Yeah. It was a disgusting stripper ass.
How would you
with
you
a
down?
Butt plug.
What? Wait, whoa.
They all have plugs in.
They have butt plugs in?
Yeah.
What?
Like enough that I had to like point it out to Rainey. I was like, dude, you see that? They all have plugs in. He's like, oh wow.
Do you think that's the key?
He's like, I've never seen that. Wow.
That's hilarious. That's his reaction. Yeah. Like, wow.
He was sober, too. He was sober.
Interesting.
No, it was BYOB. So all we had like one.
Was that like a sanitary thing, just in case they sharded?
I have no idea what it was.
Coke's cut with laxative a lot of times. So that might just be a prevention. It might be a COVID prevention.
How dare you assume that these sex workers are doing narcotics?
A lot do. I'm doing.
I mean, they are getting pied. They're getting moon pied by.
So did he go up against the plug?
He must have hit his face on the plug.
On the plug?
Yeah, I actually think he hit tailbone. I think he went like forehead to tailbone on this thing.
Perfect.
But yeah, bullseye. It was what a great night. I would leave because then you had to stop drinking.
Yeah.
So we all had to chug our White Claws as fast as possible.
Out in the parking lot.
And then I would go out to the parking lot to chug a White Claw as fast as I could.
Beezer's out there
come
too.
Back. Yeah, Beezer made friends. Beezer made, yeah.
He was outside slugging Hennessy.
He was parking lot pimping, dude. He was out there just, yeah.
Just holding it down.
Yeah, he was slugging Hennessy. Good Lord.
Beezer's outside slugging Hennessy with like 2 30-year-old black dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, take this. And it's like, I don't think they understood who they gave the alcohol to. Beezer probably just absolutely dented their Henny, dude.
Yo, what is this fucking gay shit? Just chugged.
They probably thought they were going to punk the bees, but yo, here, drink this.
Yeah.
Bees grabbed the H-Rock, yo, dude. Bees? They passed Bees the H-Rock, dude. He probably just drained it.
Bees put in work on Friday,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Something happens where if Bees takes Molly, his face turns like, it's like totally pale. It's the craziest thing. you won't see him for like 20, you know, like an hour. Then all of a sudden, Beezer will walk back in with like headphones in and be like, yo. And his face is just, he looks gray. He's like, yo, what's up? It's like, oh my God, dude.
Oh, fuck. I mean, dude. he might be the, like, the patron saint of broskies.
Dude. He's dying. He's dying. Soon, dude. Soon, bro. So.
Dude, he was so fucking funny all weekend.
Oh, my God, dude.
Well, it's so funny how he gets so pleasant on Molly, too. I mean, he's not, like, a dickhead by any means. But when he gets drunk, he gets kind of fired up.
Yeah.
But Molly, he's like, hey, what's
up,
man?
Yeah, he's very chill.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
It's not like a dick.
But he's still fast. Dude. So, all right, I'm not going to name names.
True.
But I'll be honest. When we got back on Friday night, somebody was like, yo, I have DMT.
Yes.
Now, at this point, I am very drunk. Yes. I should have never done this.
First of all, it's what, 4:30?
It's about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was when we decided to rip as much DMT as possible, as if it was weed.
Yeah.
Just kept passing.
It's like a three-man rotation.
Dude, it was... I think because of all the alcohol and stuff, I didn't blast off as hard, but it was like, I felt bad. I felt like I was doing, you know, I was doing hard drugs, but I was like, this is what like doing.
Well, you were doing DMT like hard. You guys smoked it like crack.
Yeah.
someone was telling me that you guys would all rip it once and then party for like 4 minutes. Yeah,
dude, for real, for like 5 minutes, we're like,
and then go
and
back.
Then it would wear off and be like, all right, we should chill. So you guys all right, let's do one more. And like, all right, fuck. And one guy, I'm not going to name names.
Obviously.
He was like, yeah, give me that. He just ripped it, dude.
The theories were confirmed.
The theories were. He was like, I've never done that stuff.
We have one friend we suspected of being a DMT addict, dude.
I've never seen anything like it.
He's a gremlin.
He gremlined out.
It is what it is.
And spazzed, dude. He was spazzing on DMT. He was like, get the fuck out of the way. Yeah, so.
What the fuck?
Now, I don't want to make an excuse.
Sure.
But that led me
to. It's pretty solid, dude.
I woke up.
Hold on. Dong. Strip club. Butt plugs.
Strip club.
Lots of alcohol.
DMT.
DMT.
Until about 5.
5 in the morning.
5, maybe 6.
About 9. Everyone else was milling around about 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 a.m. I started hearing people. I didn't wake up until somebody knocked on my door at like 11:30. And they were like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah,
zero chance. I tried, dude. I sat there for a minute and I was like, all right, I can do this. And then I was like, actually, I have to shit. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be a half hour. You guys go ahead. And, I got there like maybe an hour late. I had no idea how long.
I had no idea how long that would take. You were also an hour late too. Like if we didn't start at that time, it would have started to kind of get fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it closed at 5. So we had like a two and a half hours seemed like, I mean, it was war, dude.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was war.
That was crazy. I've never seen paintballing.
Dude,
that was nuts.
Fucking nuts. Yeah. First of all, so you were recovering, dude. You had dysentery. You caught dysentery at the camp.
I did at the camp. Yeah, obviously. That happens.
Happens, dude. So
a horrendous case of DMT induced dysentery.
So we go out. We got there like late because it closed at 5, and I think we got there like, I don't know, I forget, 2 or so. But it took us. We got there. We left early. We started rallying everyone around that time, 11:30.
I will say this also. Totally sober, awake at the time. I still would have not wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was intense.
When I got there and saw it, the first game, I was like, fuck, I fucked up. This looks awesome.
Yeah.
By the third game, I was like, thank Christ.
Dude,
not doing this shit.
I'm going to find a picture of my back, dude. I'm going to try to.
Oh, my God.
I'll hold it for the boys so they can say it's jacked up.
Yeah, then you guys all came back, like, dude, showing welts and shit.
It's like contusions. Like,
what the fuck is this?
Dude, that's the back, dude. Let me brighten up that screen a little bit there. Let me brighten up that screen a little there. That's the back, dude. Freeze frame that. You see that?
Yeah.
Dude.
I saw it live. I saw it happen.
Well, that was the last battle.
When you switched teams.
Yeah. So we show up there. The teams were, I don't know what they're, the guys there, by the way, were chill as fuck. They were so cool. But they made these teams. I think it was just the fact that like these people came and they were already together. So, you know, we just came. So we show up and it's like, you know, 12 of us. It's like, you know, a good amount of the men in my family, a lot of fucking just animals, dude.
Yeah.
Then like, you know, obviously we have like,
dude, how tall is Pat? Like 6'9"?
No, he's 6'5", 6'6".
No, he can't be 6'6".
He's 6'6".
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Pat's 6'6". So like we had some fucking nasty warriors.
Behemoths.
Dude. Yeah, we had some monsters. Yeah. And then it just so happens there's like about 11 or 12 of us. And then there's like 12 black dudes that show up. We're all on the same team.
Yeah.
Versus, this is just the facts.
Office workers.
Fat lesbians.
Yes.
A couple of office workers, tow truck drivers, which I found out, and I said, okay, no fucking mercy.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple of Latino father-son duos. Yeah. That's brutal. Dude. There's women and children. Dude.
I got there. I couldn't,
women and children.
I couldn't believe the mismatch.
It was crazy.
The pink team was the exact group you would not want to face. It was cool black dudes and Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how else to describe
it. I would say, that would describe our squad pretty accurately, dude.
Versus, just
like,
fats.
Dude, like, there was like pink haired, fat lesbians, children.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously, there's a couple of Latino fathers. They fought hard. They perished in front of me. I fucking lit them
you
up.
You executed the Latinx fathers.
He was with his son. He's with his son. And I was conflicted. And I said, you know, you get the bullets firing at you. You say, you're all right. Pop.
What happened there? You executed a guy in the first game, I think.
Well, no, that was almost the first game. I was storming shelters, so people. This is how nasty we were playing because they were just kind of hide behind shit. I was going and actively like finding where they're at and hitting them point blank. I'd run up and say surrender, and if they didn't say anything back, I would hit them point blank. I was fucking people up, dude.
Yeah.
So I had my boy Del G was laying cover fire. Del G's just, he was shooting 6 inches over my head.
Oh man.
So anywhere I was standing, there would just be a line of fire coming right over me. So I would run up on people. The first time they blew the whistle, I went like that gunpoint. And the dude went, and the ref was right. He was like, no, it's over. And I was like, bro, you're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
So the next round, I did the same exact thing, obviously. So I stormed around the perimeter. I cut in on someone and I was like, dude, surrender. And he went, and I just went bam and shot him in the head. In his mask, obviously.
Yeah.
He fucking shot me back, first of all, which is bullshit.
You would have.
Wiped it right off.
You would have done the same.
True, actually.
Somebody point blank shot you in the face.
Well, it was like 5 feet.
What the fuck, dude?
It was right in front of the ref.
Yeah.
So right, the ref was like, hey, 10-foot rule. And I was like, I guess I have to offer him surrender then. I went right up to him and was like, surrender. And he was like, went pop and just fucking nailed him. Dude, the rest of that time, then there was like, that was just one part of it. And first of all, I was wiping paint constantly. I would get hit and just be like,
yeah.
Because I'm not paying money to go sit on this. You have to make me surrender. I'm not going to get hit. I'm not going to get winged and go out of battle. It's like, dude, that's just one arm down then. Dude, so at one point I'm sitting there and I started like Ramboing and going off alone a lot. So I see there's, you know.
Yeah, you guys had a whole team of, there was probably about 5 of you that were Ramboing out.
A lot of us were, yeah.
Yeah, and it was definitely cheating.
Well, you know, again,
everybody was wiping their paint.
There was one time.
You're like, man, we killed those guys. It's like, yeah, you guys all cheated. Dude, I watched.
You would hit them and they would go, I'm done. You don't go out in paintball unless you get fucking hit hard
enough. The ref sees you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would even argue with the ref. There's a couple times, like, where do I have paint? I'd have paint all over me. Yeah. Like, where? And he'd be like, whatever, dude, just fucking go ahead. Dude, at one point, people would start doing a thing where they'd hold their hands out and shoot, and I would just start shooting. You know, you can eventually line up and aim it so you hit them right in their trigger. You hit them right in the hand. Took a Latino dad out that way. Fucking popped him in the hand like 3 times. He surrendered, and I saw his boy, and I was like, I'm gonna let you live. And he sent a couple my way, and I said, all right. Boom, 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 boom. Lit his fucking ass up. And I'm 10 feet. I'm 10 foot rule. But dude, I'm like just absolutely being a jerk, dude. Like just, again, the whole operation was go lay cover fire, move to another thing. And these people were just like sitting there like, I would go and just try to get the angle on them. So I would shoot. They would go down. I would just book it, go to another location that you'd see them like pop up and look around, and I'd have a direct line on them from the side. Yeah. Bah, 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 let off like 20 shots, dude. And they were just all going, I'm done. Like, yeah. It was full surrender. Dude, it was so.
Dude, when I got there.
But they switched me.
That place, Skirmish, that place is sick.
So fucking sick.
I got there. I was like, holy shit. This is like legit. It was like fucking Call of Duty levels.
Yeah. Do you know they reenact D-Day once a year?
Really?
They do a thing where they have, it's like, I don't know if it's thousands of people, but it's hundreds, and they reenact storming Normandy. You can either be the Germans or the
There's
Allies.
A heavy demand to be the Germans.
The Germans won last year. I watched one of the
Germans. Dude, I bet the Germans win quite a bit.
They won. It's so funny.
There's a lot of dudes there that.
Because they're like, we are the Germans. And it's like, whoa. Yeah, chill, dude.
Yeah, I got there, pulled up. I was hurting. And I heard dudes like screaming in shipping containers.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, thank you. God,
dude, I'm that hungover,
like, getting lit up in a shipping container. Like, stop, dude. Yeah, I understand the criticisms.
I mean, dude,
I'm sticking to my guns. I'll make that exact decision 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah, it's your
zero
life,
chance.
Dude. You're living your life. We needed you as a general back there, dude.
I was supporting the best I could. I was motivating Bill. Bill was fun to watch.
You were firing him up big time. He was
so
showing
funny.
Off.
He was showing off for me. He would run over to where I was standing and do like the sign of the cross at me and point and then like run straight across the battle. It's so funny. Oh my God.
Well, dude, when I was on my team, I was like, these things don't even hurt because they weren't really hitting me. They were just, you know, they weren't really hitting me that much. And so they switched our teams. So then they put me on the fat lesbian tow truck driver team with a couple other people. And dude, I felt what I had been doing. I was getting fucking annihilated. Dude, one point I got hit in the side of the head and like saw stars. And I was just fully, that was the only time I was like, take me out, I'm done. Yeah. Take me out, I'll be back in the next game. But dude, I got fucked up, man.
Yeah, dudes were getting rocked in the head the whole time.
My fucking hand, dude. My hand still hurt. I got hit, my trigger finger kept getting crushed. But yeah, so I went on the other team and fully tasted what I had been doing to people. I mean, I'd still do it again. Obviously, it was battle, but. Dude, it was that shit.
I mean, you had to do it.
Then they made me run the gauntlet. Apparently, they were like,
I knew that was coming.
You're the bachelor, so they made me run while my whole team fired on me.
Yeah.
Obviously, they told Wes to come too. So me and Wes, I tried to charge and shoot.
Bro, as soon as they were like, who's the best man? I got out of the woods,
walked
away. I was like, dude, I'm not coming near this fucking thing.
That hurt me. And then the last game, we're in this thing, the castle. And then our team combined with the tow truck drivers. The black dudes who were on our team, all of us combined, we were playing against each other.
Yeah, I left before that.
Against two other squads.
I didn't get to see this.
Dude, we stormed this castle, and
you guys did the castle one?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
That was at the very end. So
that was the one I wanted to see.
You're in a castle, dude, and there's just wall and wall. Someone could be like, you talk about getting point blank. You don't know what the fuck's going on. There's like 9 different colors. It was fucked up. So we're storming the castle. We're actually doing pretty well. And I'm leading the front. I'm fucking like, you know, I'm going out, blah, 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 going, gaining territory. And all of a sudden, you'll like, you know, go from thing to thing. All of a sudden, I start, like, you know, you'll see bullets coming one way, and you're like, all right, try fire back.
Yeah.
When they're coming from, like, 3 or 4 directions, you're going, oh, no. Like, I'm in a bad spot. Let me get out of here. So I go, I'm laying. It's, like, the end of it, too. So I was shooting the entire time, so I was trying to use all my paint. So I'm, like, contra, you know, just I had the S spread, dude. I was just, the whole time, I'm even looking at shit. My trigger's going. So I'm like, I'm getting hit. I got to get the fuck out of here. So I just break to go back to where all my boys were. I'm like, if I zigzag, they won't hit me. Someone must have had a fucking line on me, dude, because I'm running for like 10 straight seconds. Someone hit me. It was like, dunk, dunk, dunk. Every step, I'm like, ow. Got absolutely annihilated, dude.
Yeah, and then finally, when you got hit in the back.
That was just after I got hit in the back from doing the other thing.
It's the coward's death.
Yeah, dude, big time. So then I keep shooting. Then we go back in, and I had already gotten hit directly in the face like 4 times on my visor. So I'm like wiping paint. I can't see fucking anything. So at this point, I'm like in the Call of Duty when like the world goes gray. I would see people. I'm like, I don't know if you're on my team at the top of the castle. I'm just shooting them. Like, dude, this is it. Shooting everyone. The ref just turns. He's like, dude, you're fucking out. I'm like, what? He's like, I'm like, where? Every time, where? And they're like, it's literally you have 4 hits on your face. And I was like, take me out, bro.
Yeah.
Had to walk like this. I just wanted to use up all my paint.
Yeah.
Dude, on that, most fun I've ever had.
The second to last one was Billy and a couple, I think Spud or somebody. Yeah. They were all against this side of this shipping container, so I could see them. And the whole time, like, this shit doesn't hurt. Dude, somebody, I think it was Kev, fucking just lit it. It looked like an execution. They were against the wall. It was just, and they were like, screaming and like high-stepping. Dude, yeah, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch.
Fucking hurts, dude. Yeah. I've for the first couple, I'm like, this doesn't even hurt. And so I started getting real bold when they switched teams with me. When I switched teams, I started tasting the wrath, dude. And it was like, this fucking sucks. It was fun. Either way, I had a blast.
Yeah.
I might get into competitive paintball.
You should.
I might, dude.
Yeah.
It's so fun. That was the most fun I've had. You. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
If I get into competitive paintball, we should sponsor a fucking competitive paintball team.
No, we shouldn't.
I'm gonna sponsor myself, dude.
Yeah, you should. But yeah, that was fun to watch.
I fully respect your decision, dude.
Oh, I've
That's crazy time.
I've grown past it.
That was funny too, and I was just like, dude, your brain was just out of the good stuff.
Yeah,
you were unable to produce like reassuring thoughts. You used up all the fluid. Your brain was completely devoid of serotonin.
Sunday morning. Yeah, your brain, oh my god,
you had no serotonin. You have a major PR storm on your hands.
A huge PR storm.
Yeah, dude. I mean, dude, Prince, what was the one? Prince Andrew?
I was
Andrew?
Getting DMs from dudes that were like, you better fucking get a hold of this, dude. Everyone's calling you a pussy.
Yeah, dude.
For not going paintball. And I was like, what?
Prince Andrew was probably like,
yeah, it's fine.
Jesus, finally.
Someone else is taking it.
Finally, the attention's off of me. That was the guy who was chilling with Epstein, right?
I think so.
I think it was Andrew. I think it was Bad Andy, dude.
So after paintball, we get back.
Yeah.
The fellas are resting up.
Yeah. Licking our wounds.
We start cracking them. Start drinking a little. Start having fun.
Yeah.
I think we went to another bar. Oh, yeah. We went to that lake or that.
Nick's.
Yeah. That was fun.
That was sick.
Get back. That's when we start doing drugs.
Yeah. Well, the drinking, first of all, don't downplay at the bar. True. We're at the bar and I'm like sitting there, you know, I was sitting there chilling, smoking my weed. So I'm sitting there, I'm observing. I'm seeing people just drinking like people at that we were there for what? You guys were there a little longer. But I was watching a couple people who got there, and it was just like a full night's worth of drinking in the span of an hour and a half, easily. Like, you know, 9-10 drinks. So everyone, so alcohol had been done. Everyone did alcohol.
Yeah, we did alcohol.
And then you came back.
And then we decided to try other drugs.
Tiesto'd.
We mollied.
Yeah.
A couple of us. No names.
Majority.
And it was great. And it was going very well. For some reason, the first one I took and a couple people took where they felt like duds.
Yeah.
After like an hour and a half, it was like, these aren't working like they usually do. We should take more.
Yeah.
Which we did. And they worked.
Yes.
And then we were off. And then this is where things on this trip, you guys thought that was a PR nightmare?
Yeah.
It's nothing compared to the trauma I was about to experience.
Well, the mushrooms came out.
Then a giant bag of mushrooms was laid upon the bar.
Yeah. And just laid out, just.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is for anybody. And I had already taken quite a lot of Molly at this point. And I decided it was time for me to start eating handfuls of mushrooms. And at first it was great.
Sure.
At first it was wonderful.
Yeah, the trip, fire
switching
going.
Between the Molly and into just hallucinations seemed great. It was very fun. And then things took an incredibly dark turn.
Yep.
And I couldn't see or hear for several hours.
Yep. You blacked out.
Or move.
Yeah.
I did. I did mushrooms pretty much
will,
black dude, out.
Mushrooms will black you out.
Yeah.
Especially that much. They immobilize
you. Bro, it was like, it started. I think I was still chatting with you when it started.
I had
like,
six eyes.
Yeah. You had six eyes. Everybody had multiple eyes.
Multiple faces and shit. I was hearing, people were telling me, I was getting the reports from everyone the next day. And like, dude, like, I think Spud had like six, he had like four faces from one. I was watching people communicate telepathically. Being like, I just thought that too. It was very fucking funny to walk in on.
You're lucky you didn't do it.
Yeah, I chilled.
I know you said you,
Yeah.
I
have
that
my,
was bad.
I have my 5-grammer coming up in a week, basically.
That was
and
a
I was
bad
like,
way.
let me chill.
I should have never done that.
No, you should have. That was important. You did that.
In hindsight, I'm like, that was cool, but. Yeah. At the time, that was legit the worst thing I've ever experienced.
Dude, I was telling you, man, you went into it like it was literally Cult of Dionysus that just got absolutely stormed by medieval Catholicism. You guys were, it was drinking, it was Molly, and then all of a sudden,
love
it,
you.
It was just, oh.
And it was like, it's time to examine everything.
Yeah, dude.
How about some trauma? You want to relive that a yep. thousand times like it's brand new every time for 5 hours?
Which is funny, too, because that's like a really effective form of therapy. That works. It's exposure therapy. That's how you move a thing from your amygdala down to the area of like where things have been processed and they don't affect your biology. Pretty crazy.
There was some things that apparently were a little more traumatic than I originally thought.
Yeah.
And they came back.
Yeah.
Quite happens. A bit.
Yeah, man.
And every time I'd be like, did that happen? Oh, fuck. And then a minute later, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Did that happen?
Fuck.
Just over and over again. And then I'd forget about it and keep going. We were sitting out by this fire. Every single thing somebody said, the way my brain was processing it, it felt like they had just said it a minute before. So, like, if you were like, hey, what's up, man? It would have felt like you said it twice.
You pierced the veil, dude.
And I'd just be like, what?
Yeah, you pierced the space-time continuum.
Dude, I couldn't process one thing. And apparently, I was just sitting there by this fire. I was like,
yeah.
And then I'd, like, look up out of my hat and be like, what? Dude, I couldn't move for 5 hours. I was just like, what?
Holy shit.
It was terrible. Then Hoss was sitting there. Hoss butt fucked me. Matt's cousin Hoss is a absolute demon.
Yeah,
complete gargoyle.
Yeah, you told him.
He sat there. I was like, dude, you're the worst.
Well, he had faltered. He had faltered earlier, and he rebuilt himself.
Yeah,
I was there for him rebuilding himself. So I was there with him when he was faltering. I was chilling out by the fire, just shooting the breeze with him, and he rebuilt himself back up to his former glory. And then just saw you and just fully was just like,
what's wrong with him?
I think he was trying to help you. He was just hossing.
He
just regained hoss powers, dude, and he couldn't help not hoss out on you.
And those hoss powers are while you're in the nether realm, intolerable.
You were sitting there, you were chilling, and hoss
Spud Man was to my left, and he was giving me all the support he could.
Mm-hmm.
He knew.
Yeah.
He could see me and he'd be like, Shane, you're the man. You're the man. I'd just be like, thanks. Or I'd be like, what? Guys, I'm blind. I can't see. And then they'd be talking and it would just be gibberish. I couldn't understand. And then I was just staring at the fire. It was very cool. Like, the hallucinations were awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing tie-dye now.
Obviously.
Shit. But
it was funny. You went and busted out your one tie-dye as Notre Dame. Sweet. You have a Notre Dame shirt for every type of occasion.
Yeah, for every mood I'm in. And then I finally, I'll just fast forward, mustered the strength to stand. And I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. Even when I did that, Hoss was like, are you actually this time? And I was like, what? I must have said it 1,000 times. I got to go to bed.
Yeah.
So I go in, I lay down. This is where the worst one happened.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed.
You sought shelter. That's a reflex that happens.
Dude.
You eventually are like, can I just go like encase myself in a...
It was like...
That's where it kicked off.
Fully clothed.
Yeah.
Shoes on probably, just laying on top of this bed with my feet hanging off of it, like face down. And I started hallucinating that I was dying.
Yeah.
Of, I presume, a drug overdose. That's what I think it was.
Yeah.
And like, I could see it. It was just totally real. Like, it was like my friends were around me at first while I was laying there, like dead, dying on the ground. Yeah. Like, I saw Beezer being like, what the fuck, dude? Oh. Like, this is fucked up, dude. And I was like, eh. And then I would die. Like, I would leave and I would go to heaven or something.
Yeah.
Where Phil was for some reason. My dad was there.
Yeah.
I was like, Dad, I love you. Like, it was like that. And then I would get shot back to dying. Where with like EMTs like shining lights into my eyes and like, Shane, are you there? Like trying to resuscitate me.
Damn,
it fucking
sucked
ass, dude.
How long was that for?
I have no idea.
I don't know if even time even applies.
I swear to God, I have no idea, but it felt like forever. So like, it was all night.
You lived out a potential deviation in your potential. You have an infinite amount of timelines, but you went and visited one of them.
Yeah, it was a sad time.
You did the ghost of fentanyl past.
I did, yes. I did the ghost of cocaine future, dude. And I have done with drugs for a long time.
Damn, dude.
I was offered drugs last night. I said, get that junk out of here, dude.
Damn.
I said, I've been there, done that. No.
I've died and come back.
I have died. On the third day, I rose.
Whoa.